The UK's voluntary removals programme for failed asylum seekers has seen its first participant relocate to Rwanda, according to reports. This scheme, introduced last month, offers up to £3,000 to migrants whose asylum claims have been rejected to facilitate their move to the East African nation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. It's distinct from the government's forced returns scheme, which has faced delays and is scheduled to commence by mid-July. The Sun initially broke the story, revealing that an unnamed individual was flown out of the UK on Monday via a commercial flight. While officials remained tight-lipped about specific details, they confirmed that the asylum seeker had exhausted all avenues to remain in the UK. Rwanda's government corroborated the arrival of a failed asylum seeker from London on Tuesday. Critics, including Labour, have seized on the timing of the relocation, suggesting it's politically motivated ahead of local elections in England. Meanwhile, the scheme, which builds upon an existing voluntary returns programme, is broadening its scope to include other individuals without legal residency and foreign criminals. The Home Office defends the £3,000 relocation payment, asserting its necessity for effective border control. Despite scepticism about Rwanda's safety and the cost of the scheme, Business Secretary Kemi Badenoch contends that there's no alternative without expense. Legal experts and opposition figures have raised concerns about the scheme's efficacy and its hefty price tag, with some labeling it a pre-election stunt. Additionally, the government's plan to forcibly return asylum seekers to Rwanda has faced legal hurdles but is poised to begin soon, with an initial cohort of 5,700 individuals targeted for removal. As debates continue over immigration policy, questions linger about the whereabouts of asylum seekers subject to removal, with the government facing scrutiny over its ability to track them effectively. While Downing Street maintains confidence in its monitoring measures, concerns persist about potential abscondment prior to detainment. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.